So when the COVID pandemic began in early 2020, everyone wanted to believe Tony Fauci. We did. We had him on the show, actually. And then he started lying in ways that were so obvious that you couldn't ignore it. And you began to ask yourself, what is this about? The guy in charge of COVID response is lying about COVID? Why? He lied about herd immunity. Then he lied about masks. And then he repeatedly lied about vaccines. You can't lie if you're a public health official, but he kept doing it. Today, Tony Fauci, who's now 81, held his last press conference, and appropriately enough, he decided to tell one final lie about masks. Watch.
So what do you say about the word mask now being a pejorative in some communities?
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I know sometimes when you walk in and you have a mask and nobody has a mask, you kind of feel guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty. You look terrific.
That's the question from the press corps? What do you say about the word mask becoming a pejorative? What? That's media coverage? That's embarrassing. It's weird, too. People who love masks, really? They don't work very well. Everyone knows that. The science shows that. But for some reason, Tony Fauci is still pretending it makes sense to wear a mask. He also pretended once again that you will die unless you get the Rona vaccine. For real. Watch.
The real danger is in the people who have not been vaccinated. So that's where we expect, if we're going to see a problem this winter, it's going to be among those people.
Oh, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, is it? This is insane. This is not science. In fact, all the science shows just the opposite. It's more risky for most people to get the vaccine than to get COVID at this point. That's not speculation. The data from a bunch of different countries, UK and Israel included, prove that. But Fauci somehow doesn't know that. Remember, this is the guy who's funding bat coronavirus experiments in Wuhan, which at this point seem pretty likely to be the cause of the entire pandemic. So a reporter for the Daily Caller decided to ask Fauci about that, because how could you not ask? Were you involved in creating this virus? Or where did it come from? Shouldn't we know? Millions have died. We wrecked our economy. But you're not allowed to ask that question, because then Joe Biden's glass ceiling shattering publicist rushed in and shut the whole thing down. Watch this.
Dr. Fauci, only 13% of...
Hold on one second.
We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests. I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock, because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you.
She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person to answer that question.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it.
This is the disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now.
It's unbelievable. And the rest of the supine press corps sit there with their weird little masks on and say nothing. And it's left to some guy from Africa to point out the obvious, which is, what? This is the most legitimate question there is. Where did COVID come from? And what are you doing to find out? Shut up. Okay. This can't go on forever. Tulsi Gabbard knows that. She's a former presidential candidate and, of course, a member of Congress. She joins us for her first interview as a Fox News contributor, which we are grateful that she now is.